Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of I Only Kiss and Tell. My name's Zoe.
I'm Taylor. And this is just a little quickie episode. We're actually sitting here. We have a live studio audience today.
Shout out Sid.
Sisters in the room.
Hey.
But yeah, this is kind of just a down and dirty episode. We were just hanging out. We were like, let's just shoot the shit. Let's gab.
Yeah, let's gab. Let's yap. You guys, Zoe is in person with me. This is a rare occasion, so we're celebrating. We're bringing out the microphone. We're strapping on. We're going to see what we get into.
Taylor, tell them what's been going on with you this week. You've had a week.
I've had a week. So I've actually had a few days. I'm currently doing this detox cleanse. It's a 3-month long program, but there's 3 individual cleanses, and I'm about to do the first one.
She's about to be so fucking clean. It's crazy.
Literally, microplastics, who? Heavy metals, gone. Parasites, out of here.
Worms out the butt.
We're literally cleansing from a cellular level. So my first cleanse is tomorrow. So today I've been drinking strictly bone broth and celery juice.
Skinny.
You can say that I'm fucking hungry. So if I sound crazy on this episode, it's because I'm delusional because I've had no food today.
Yeah, so she's currently drinking bone broth, like warm broth.
Literally. So tomorrow I'm doing day one of the cleanse, and this one is just to clear out the entire colon. The entire gut is about to be wiped through. We're getting rid of the mucoid plaque. We're starting fresh, okay? Living in the 21st century, we're constantly consuming microplastics and heavy metals and mold and just not fun things. And so we're just doing a reset. So stay tuned with this journey. I will take photos. I don't think any of you guys will want to see them, but if you do, maybe I'll start a close friend story.
Send us a DM if you want to see her
mucoid plaque and parasites.
What is that?
Mucoid plaque is essentially all the things that get left over in your gut that just don't clear out. So it might be food buildup or things that get stuck to the linings that just over time, the waste that gets left there that doesn't get fully excreted out. I think so many people have gut issues nowadays, leaky gut, IBS, diverticulitis, whatever it is. And the gut-brain balance is so important. So I'm doing a little reset.
What is it that I have? Is it diverticulitis?
No.
I have like heartburn.
Oh, yes. You have like heartburn and I don't know. You're constantly like shitting your pants.
Hey, and also getting all so the hot bloated. Girls are.
Yeah. So that's what I've been up to. What have you been up to this week?
What have I been up to this week? My tea is very much around the Bustin Bieber and Galena Somez.
We can't see their names.
We can't see their names because they're doing cease and assists.
Yeah.
Which is fucking crazy. Like Bailey, get a grip. Sorry, girlfriend. People stan your husband and his 16-year-old girlfriend at the time.
It's actually wild that this drama gets brought up yearly.
That's how I know it's we're approaching spring. This resurfaces, I'm like, it's time to like do some spring cleaning, listen to the series again. Some new evidence is coming out about the stalking. Yes. Let's fucking go.
Which I didn't even know about until you and Sid showed me the videos earlier today. So
Listen, this is all conjecture. I don't know these people personally, but the evidence is fucking damning. The evidence, all signs are pointing to not only did Justin Bieber marry his personal stalker, he married Jelena Siebers. Wait, that's the name.
The fact that you're mixing these names up is so crazy.
No, literally.
Jelena Siebers.
No. S. We'll just call her S because I have dyslexia. Like, I don't even know. But she was getting stalked as well.
Imagine marrying your stalker.
Oh, I can imagine easily.
Do you think,
I have plenty.
Do you think he knew she was his stalker? Or do you think it's coming out now and he's like, holy fuck, who did I marry?
Well, I think at the time, right, what was he, 25? He was also coming out of all that drug and like all those issues with the prostitutes.
Child star.
And child star. Yeah. He might not have been right in the head. And again, it was an arranged marriage. Now that we know what we know.
Damn.
And so I don't think he necessarily knew at the time. But can you imagine your significant other getting clowned this fucking hard online, it would be so embarrassing.
Yeah.
For both of them.
For both of them. And just even the mental torment that she's probably under, like, that's no fun for basically half the world to be talking shit about you. But also,
but you keep perpetuating it.
And you kind of did it to yourself, girly.
Listen, I don't want to victim blame because I can't even imagine what it's like.
No.
However, you keep doing stalker weird behaviors. Why and showing getting, up uninvited.
Why
and,
are you basically copy-pasting every single thing that Selena does?
Why are you getting the tattoo behind the ear? G? G why is for Gracie. G is for Selena's little sister.
Selena.
Isn't that Nicki, what Nicki Minaj calls her?
Maybe. Can we talk about, though, Selena and Benny? I feel like they're actually pretty cute. Benny does need a haircut, but I feel like their love is very genuine and unique, and he worships her clearly, and they just have a very, I feel like, raw, fun connection.
One thing, I'm not, like, the biggest Selena stan in the entire world.
No.
But either. I want to talk about her for, like, 2.5 seconds because I actually think she is that girl in so many ways. She had such a public relationship when she was 16. She healed from it. You didn't hear from her after that. Justin Bieber immediately got married to his stalker.
Yeah, she took the time to work on herself.
She
date other people.
Dated other people.
She was a star of Wizards of Waverly Place.
Child star as well. Didn't go nuts.
No. She is a pop star, right? I don't actually listen to her music.
Pop star, makeup mogul. She has reality TV shows.
Didn't she also have a life-altering illness and
lupus right? And bipolar. Surgery.
And she had, like, her kidney root. Okay, this is, like, I don't know if these facts are factual. None so of someone these
have
checked
been,
me.
None of these
but
have been
But I feel
checked.
Like this is things that I've seen on Instagram or the internet. She had, like, a major surgery. Like, she's been through the works, and she's always come out and always had such grace about her.
She's just has a very good energy. And I feel like she does really work on herself and tries to hold herself to this higher standard. She's all about her family. She's all about her friends. She's not problematic.
Mm-hmm.
There's no old videos of her surfacing saying the N-word.
No.
Not that I have seen or heard.
Okay, so where Selena stands.
But she did date The Weeknd.
Cringe.
That was bizarre.
The Weeknd gives me icky energy.
He gives me sold my soul to the devil energy.
I think he did.
There's something, like, demonic about him.
There is, and I don't know. Ugh, he has no soul.
Able.
Yeah. I can't. So out with The Weeknd.
Out with The Weeknd. Even. In with Benny Blanco.
Okay.
Cue Benny Blanco. He treats her like a queen.
He worships her. He's hilarious.
They just wrote an album together, which is so cute. It just released today. He co-wrote it with
really?
Her.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he just stands her. He's here for her, to make her happy. Oh, and she also has that amazing show on Hulu, Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, yeah. I only saw the first season of that. So.
So good. So she's that girl. Sorry.
Speaking of movies and shows, I am not a big TV girly. If you've asked me if I've seen a movie, the answer is likely no. But one movie Zoe and I both watched separately, Nosferatu.
Fuck.
I keep saying Norisfuku because I don't actually know what it's called. And everyone's like, Taylor, it's Norisfatu. Wait, what is it?
No, it's Nosferatu.
Nosferatu. That shit was weird.
I actually, it was 3 hours.
It was long.
It was very long. I watched about 2 hours of it. So I didn't see the ending.
Yeah, well, not to ruin it for you, but the vampire fucks her. And
I could have told you that. She was, like, masturbating herself to the thought of him.
I know. And then he, like, sucks her blood and they both die when the sun comes up.
I think Lily Rose Depp is so Gorgina.
Gorge.
She has such a unique face.
Didn't she do some sort of training where all of the different facial things that she was doing was real and not CGI?
Nothing was CGI. And I heard that she worked with, like, a Japanese facial
contortist
who helped her learn how to make those faces, which is kind of cool. Yeah, I thought she was a great actress.
Yeah,
in it. Who played Nosferatu?
I have no clue.
Let me look him up.
That guy was crazy
because I think he's hot in real life.
Oh, no wonder she was masturbating to him then.
Wait, I just looked up North Africa.
Why?
I can't spell. Nosferatu,
North Africa.
Oh, I don't think he's hot.
Let me see.
It's Bill Skarsgård.
No. This guy looks like what's that guy's name? I almost said Albert Einstein, but Frankenstein.
Does he look like Frankenstein?
Maybe it's the forehead.
He does look kind of ghoulish.
Yeah.
But actually, the more I look at him, I think the more I'm into him.
Oh, plot twist.
Now, this photo is crazy.
No, I hate that.
He's got Skeletor energy.
He does.
But yeah, Nosferatu was crazy. I felt like the costumery was really good. I hated that guy's voice.
You know what I Bounce. Also just watched the other night?
Huh.
The Zodiac.
Killer?
Yeah.
Was it a documentary?
No, it was a movie with Jake Gyllenhaal and some other guy that I don't know the name of.
How was it?
It was good. Which is crazy because it's based in the Bay Area, right? The Zodiac Killer killed anywhere from like 5 to 13 people in the Bay Area from like 1968. Honestly, it was like a 20-year long
killing spree.
But he'd go through periods where he wasn't killing because he was arrested or like off the grid, whatever. But they never actually caught him. The news person found out who he was. But by the time they had enough evidence to prove that it was actually him, he had a fucking heart attack. So I was like, how dare he get away with this?
There's a lot of serial killing activity in the Bay Area, because then we also had, who was it? The Golden State Killer that they found like 2 years ago.
Wait, what?
There was a serial murderer. His name, I don't know his name, but he was known as the Golden State Killer.
Okay.
He killed all these women up and down the freeways, like cars that were...
They only caught him 2 years ago? I've been driving up and down
and these freeways for years. And you want to know how... Let me tell you how they fucking found him. It was one of those DNA tests that people do to find out their ancestry.
No.
And that information is not private once you do it. They can sell that data.
Yeah.
So someone who took it was a cousin or a brother of the Zodiac Killer, because the DNA was so close. So then they found that relative and then they narrowed it down to who possibly could be the Zodiac Killer. And he had killed like 30 women.
Wait, the Zodiac or the Golden State?
Sorry, the Golden State Killer. Okay. But the Golden State Killer was also a cop.
I thought you were about to say a cuck. I was like, dun, no, dun, it all goes back to being a cuck. He was a cop?
He was a cop.
So he was pulling people over with his police car and then murdering them.
Could be, yeah.
Maybe. Wow. My dad went to high school with a serial killer.
This is the serial killers episode.
Totally, it's a true crime podcast. What was his name?
I don't remember.
I can't remember either. I could text him. But basically...
Garth?
No.
Girth?
No.
It's a sexy true crime podcast. Sorry, I don't know why I said that.
Was he girthy? No. What was his name? Shy. Fuck. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Thorson?
Oh, something Thorson. Fuck. What was it?
Gary Thorson?
Something Thorson. Ugh.
Okay, whatever.
Well, whatever, we'll find it. But basically, Zoe was listening to My Favorite Murder many, many moons ago, and Ned Thorson, something. She texted me, and this guy was from Solvang, which is literally the smallest little cute Danish town in
California. That's him!
This is him, Thor Christensen!
Oh my god, that's him! That's
our
him!
Our producer just... Ew! Yeah, okay, Thor Christensen.
Yep.
We were close. We were getting there. So he's from Solvang. My dad's from Solvang. It's a small little Danish town inland of Santa Barbara. Everyone knows everyone. There's one high school. So I text my dad, do you know Thor Christensen? He's like, yeah, I went to high school with him. I'm like, what?
Yep.
So long story short, he killed a bunch of women. The first woman he ever tried to kill actually survived.
She escaped. Badass. She fought him off and escaped.
I think he raped her. I think he shot her. Left her in a ditch.
To die. And she said, not today, you fuck. I'm getting up out of this ditch and I'm walking myself to the hospital. You can't kill me.
She literally crawled out of the fucking gutter. Identified him in a bar 5 years later. Was like, that's the fucker that tried to kill me and rape me. Boom. Arrested. Plot twist, or story keeps going. My uncle visits Thor Christensen in prison because they all went to the same high school. And I guess my uncle and him had gotten in a fight way back when. So my uncle like punched the shit out of him. But he visited him in prison, brought him a Bible, and said, you better pray up because people like you don't last long in here. 2 months later, murked. Someone killed him.
Someone murked him in prison?
Yeah. I was like, Uncle Sid, did you have anything to do with that murder?
I think it's really important that we know the lore that our parents have. Because we always forget that our parents were young once. They have serial killer lore.
They have lots of lore.
They have so much lore. You have to be asking your parents or your grandparents at Thanksgiving, at Christmas.
Yes. Stop talking about politics at Christmas and Thanksgiving and start talking about serial killers and lore from their high school.
Ask them about who they dated, their first boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Ask them
about if they've done drugs.
They all have. I'm going to tell you that right now. Oh, yes. They all have. Unless they're a fucking nerd.
No, literally. But, I mean, honestly, it's your parents' first time on this planet as well. Like, they are just figuring it out. They've got wild stories. They've done the things that you're doing. So, bridge that gap.
But I do want to take it back for, like, 1 second on that Thor Christensen guy.
Yeah.
That girl, to have been in a random bar, I do want to say it was, like, not even that long after.
No, I think it was a couple years. Yeah, two. Or a year.
For her to just be at a bar shooting pool with her friends and then identify the man who attempted to murder her, he just walks in. That's so scary. I would be petrified.
Like, did she call the police right then and there? Did she tell her friends, like, oh my God, that's the man that tried to murder me? Did she go up and pour her drink on him? I need to know.
I have no idea, but it's crazy to think about.
Yeah.
Damn.
So, welcome to our true crime podcast. We're not kissing and telling. We're just talking about murders.
No, we're killing and telling.
Welcome to I Only Kill and Tell.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Damn. Hmm. Yeah, so I watched that movie at this guy's house, The Zodiac, and then I had to go home, so I called an Uber, and I was like, now I'm scared if I'm going to get murked by The Zodiac. So I call my Uber. I get outside. Do you want to see what this Uber looked like? I don't know if I have my phone anywhere near me. But I walk in, or I get in, and it's Alice in Wonderland. There are strobe lights. There are Alice in Wonderland dolls all lined up on the dashboard.
Now that's creepy.
There are six dream catchers. There are trolls taped to the ceiling. All of
that's actually, like, clinical. The trolls to the ceiling is clinical. Yes. On a soft top.
Yes. You guys. And so I literally had just watched a movie about serial killers, and I get into this Uber, and I'm like, nice decor. And he's like, thanks. I'm like, hopefully I get home okay.
How old was that guy?
Maybe in his, like, 30s or 40s.
Can you imagine his apartment?
No.
There's a body in the fridge.
Oh, bad. All of the chairs had, like, rainbow sheets. I don't know. It was a very interesting car.
Well, yesterday, my sister and I, we went to the Warriors game.
Mm-hmm.
We took the city bus to the Warriors game.
City
bus. That was so chill.
Yeah.
It was so chill taking the bus. No one stank. It was chill. My parents haven't ever taken the city bus, so that was kind of a fun.
I've actually never taken the city bus.
Really? It was a great experience.
Yeah.
So, anyways, we get to the Warriors game. We're sitting about 12 rows back from VIP.
Incredible.
I kept telling my mom and my sister, I was like, I need to look good because what if I get recognized?
Obviously.
By who? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. On the way back, we were going to take the city bus. I had overeaten, and I said, I cannot be on a city bus standing. I'm not doing that.
A tale as old as time.
So, we took them in a Waymo, the self-driving.
Wait, did your parents go too?
Yeah.
Oh, fun. I didn't know that. Cool.
Losing their mind. But yeah, so I just say take a Waymo if it's...
That's actually the only thing I take. I looked up Waymo and Uber, and Waymo, for some reason, at that time of night, was like $15 more expensive. So I was like, okay, we'll take the Uber this time. Every time I'm in an Uber, I have a weird experience lately. Either it smells bad.
Stinks. They always have, fucking stink. They're trolls. Always stinky.
Yes, they're stinky. They have trolls taped to the fucking ceiling. Or this other one, you guys. Okay, it was peak SF summer. It was like 90 degrees, so we were having a heat wave. I'm heading to Golden Gate Park to meet some friends, call a Lyft, it gets there. This guy has all of his windows rolled down, he's wearing a wife beater, he's hairy, he's very sweaty, and he has two fans clipped in on the dashboard and blowing at him. And he's like, hey, my AC is broken, I don't know if my car is going to make it or not, so we're going to have to like cross our fingers and, you know, pray. And I literally was like, should you be driving Lyft? He's like, hey, we got to make the money somehow. And I'm like, that's honestly probably where I got Shigella because I got sick after that. It was probably that Uber gave me Shigella.
No, that should be illegal.
It was horrible.
You know that guy was all stinky and
sweaty. And
then
he was trying to have philosophical conversations with me and talking about the meaning of life. And I was like, get me the fuck out of this car.
Ugh.
So, team Waymo, all the way.
I'm like anti-automation of everything, but that specifically I'm super into. I just feel like my experience with Lyft drivers and Ubers has been just really, it's been bad. When we were in Japan, we were calling Ubers just, you know, once in a while when we had all of our luggage.
Mm-hmm.
And these are just regular Ubers, $12 to get from point A to point B. They were showing up in suits and white gloves.
Incredible.
I was like, the U.S. could never. This country looks incredible. So goddamn ghetto because of your experience. You paid probably more money to be, like, blasted by some guy's sweaty armpit.
No, literally. Literally. No, in Mexico City, it was the same thing. It was literally $10. And I'd call Uber black. And I'd get the fanciest car. And it would be $10. I'm like, this is... I'm pulling up in a blacked out SUV. I'm like, what up?
Hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm fucking over it. I can't handle stinky drivers anymore. It's been... I was locked in a really stinky Uber once in New York. From New York City proper to JFK.
That's a long
drive. That is a long drive. And it was during rush hour. I was actually in the car with this man for an hour and a half. It was so cold.
No.
It was maybe 30 degrees. He stunk so bad. I had the windows rolled down. And he's like, well, let's roll them up. Like, it's so cold. And I was like, I will literally
breathe.
Asphyxiate in here. True crime yet again.
Lately, I've been about taxis, Loki. I feel like they're a little bit cleaner. And
they're professionals.
The professionals.
This is their livelihood.
They've been doing this for hundreds of years.
Yep.
Okay, wait, stop. Remember the last Uber one is from Sadie's wedding back to the airport. That guy had trash all over his back seat. There were stains all over the car. It smelled like weed and alcohol. I'm 90% sure that guy was extremely high. That was the grossest Uber I've also been in.
No, the Ubers have been bad.
Yeah.
I want to ban them.
Uber, do better.
This is an Uber slander account.
Uber and Lyft, because you guys are grouped together, but...
I think Lyft's a little better.
No, the clipped on fans, sweaty
guy,
Lyft? That was Lyft.
Fucking do better. So bad.
So.
It's so, so bad. No, not into it.
Not into it at all.
Let's see what other topics we have for the day. We've come prepared.
We have a list.
Okay, the only other thing that I wanted to talk about was music. I'd love to know what kind of songs you're listening to right now.
Okay, I've been in a little bit of an indie alternative vibe lately. So I've been listening to some Noah Kahan. I've been listening to, like, Lord Huron. I've been listening. I don't know what that is. I'm going to sound crazy.
No, I'm not laughing at you. I just made eye contact with my sister.
I wish I had my phone so I could literally pull out my Spotify, but I don't have it.
I put you on the spot with this.
I know. Yeah, I've been more like my indie alternative rock music lately for some reason.
Mellow?
Yeah, a little bit mellow.
Love. Have you been listening to Doechii?
Duh.
I'm fucking obsessed with Doechii right now.
Have you seen all of her videos? What is that music video thing where they're all, I forgot what it's called, something lab.
Tiny Desk?
Yes, thank you. Why did I think House Lab? Tiny Desk, kind of same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tiny Desk, and she's up there, and she's also with Issa, and they're all doing their thing. Incredible. Her outfits, on point. Everything.
What do you think about the facial tape that she's doing?
I'm not mad at it.
It's super unique.
You,
most people are hiding the facial tape, but she's just wearing it loud and proud.
She's like, everyone look.
I wonder how old she is.
She's 26.
And I heard... Okay, this is a quick PSA. Taylor and I have done zero zilch fact-checking on this entire episode. So take everything we're saying with the fattest...
grain of salt.
Grain of salt ever. But yeah, she's 26, which is insane. And I heard that she used to be homeless and lived in her car.
I actually did hear that, too.
So I'm like, go off, queen. Now you're winning Grammys.
She used to record her music on her iPhone, in her bedroom, and she's been doing this for years and years and years, so I love that she's getting the claim to fame that she deserves. She's a performer. She's an artiste. She's crushing it.
I feel like that also reminds me of Charlie XCX, who everyone kept saying was this overnight success, but her, Doechii, Selena Gomez.
Even Sabrina Carpenter.
There is
their craft for a decade.
There's no such thing as an overnight success.
No, unless somehow you happen to blow up on TikTok and then get famous.
But or like you sell your soul.
But, like, for example, that Hawk Tua girl, now she's basically getting arrested, so.
Is she?
Yeah, she came up with this Bitcoin version of Hawk Bucks or, like, something.
God! And it was not, we are in the darkest of timelines right now. It was not
up to regulations, obviously, and I think she's literally, like, getting arrested.
Wait, we are on the darkest timeline possible. If this is the Hawk Tua girl is doing Bitcoin. Yeah. Fake Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm. Meme coin or something like that. Again, don't fact check me, but...
This is all conjecture, this entire episode. Listen,
I haven't had a piece of food since yesterday, so we're running on fumes and bone broth here.
Yeah, but by day three, she's going to be skinny almost... Skinny
legend!
She's going to be so skinny, and she's going to be so clear.
Yeah.
Her brain capability is going to be sharp.
I'm actually really excited to try the binder. It hasn't come in yet, but everyone's been saying after a couple days on it, they already feel so much more mental clarity, and the brain fog is lifted. And so the binder basically just binds to heavy metals in your body and gets them out of there.
And
so.
You excrete?
Yeah.
I probably need to do some sort of cleanse. I'm sure I have some... Yeah, because
you
have
your metal retainer, you should do it.
Because of my metal retainer?
Mm-hmm. Because you have metal in your body and it definitely, like, gets... Leaches? Into your, yeah, bloodstream and then into your bod.
I also have a piece of lead in my leg.
Oh. From what?
Well, I was in the fifth grade. I had a really sharp pencil.
Yeah.
And I told a girl, don't touch this pencil. It's so sharp. Somehow I stabbed myself with it.
And it, as one does.
And it broke off into my leg. And you know I don't,
you think,
like...
it's still there?
No, it is. You can see it.
Oh.
You know I don't like blood. I don't like pain. One time I like scraped my elbow and I panicked and slapped Taylor across the face. Like I don't do true. Well. Anyways, I just left it in there and the skin closed.
Okay, so we've got some lead, we've got some metal. All right.
And worms. I probably have worms.
Everyone has worms. If you're eating sushi, if you're walking on planet Earth, if you have a pet, you likely have some sort of parasites. But from what I've learned, some parasites are good because they do eat up some of the waste that's in your gut. But it's the imbalance of parasites or the wrong kind of parasites that you need to be worried about. So... occasionally, maybe you do a little cleanse to just have a little reset and start over and clear the body of...
A hard reset.
Yeah.
I'm doing a mental hard reset right now. I kind of touched on this last episode. I'm doing my Renaissance woman reset.
Speaking of, how are we feeling after everything?
I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling like I took the few days to process the insanity.
Yes.
And I'm feeling better, you know... I know that there's weird people out there, and I don't want to harp on it too much, but there's a lot of really weird people who don't mean well. That was a life lesson for me to learn. And, yeah, I'm feeling a lot better.
No, but actually, also, guys, a lot of you reached out and wrote in and just said that you sympathized with Zoe, and you heard her story and literally said, "Da fuck." Even guys were writing in saying the audacity that this man had.
Or this has happened to me.
Yeah, one of my friends, he's actually a psychologist, and he was like, this man is 100% a narcissist. So it's great for you to share your story so other people can hear from you and relate to that and be like, you know what? We're going to move on. It's going to be okay.
It's going to be just fine. I'm a light.
You were fine before this man. You're going to be fine after this man.
You were just like weird and like messed up my circadian rhythm for like
honestly,
2 weeks.
And now
goodbye.
We have a great story to tell. So he got his feature. Thank you.
Yeah, Joe Goldberg. That's your nickname.
Crazy. Anyways, guys, this is a little bit of a manic episode, but we hope you followed along and had some fun.
Wait, let's end this on one last positive.
Okay.
Give them one thing that you're excited for this week.
I'm literally going to be shitting my brains out this weekend, so...
So, to be skinny.
I'm excited to hopefully wake up next week feeling refreshed and clear.
Love it.
What about you?
This week, I'm really excited. I'm visiting San Francisco all week, so I'm just very excited about that. And then when I get home, I have a friend in town as well. So just being social. I just want to be social with my girls and be hot and just be a girl.
That's my mood 24/7 is being social with the girls. And I don't think I'm ever going to be out of that mood.
Yep.
So, yeah.
So call your friends.
Call your friends. Tell them you love them. Have a girls' night.
Yeah, and put some lipstick on. Everyone's walking around, no lipstick. Let's put some lipstick on.
Put some lipstick on.
It'll make you feel better. All right. Love you guys. Like, rate, subscribe.
We'll have two episodes this week because we miss you and we love you and we're in person. So love you guys. Bye.
Bye.